It's a victory edition this week of the Spider Insight Podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Along with Christian Gravis, our football director of public relations, I'm Bob Black. Spiders coming off the victory over VMI. We'll talk about it today and also be joined by Spider defensive back Lee Bruner, who secured his first collegiate interception in that victory. Christian, we talked all week last week and actually led our telecast with this on Saturday afternoon. Long Saturday afternoon, wet, windy, and into the evening, but it was all worth it, about searching for big plays from the Spider offense. VMI had them, wanted to stop those, but we wanted the Spider offense to get them, and boy, did they ever, both through the air and on the ground.
Almost a night and day difference, Bob, what we saw through the first three games and then what we saw at VMI. The offense really opened up. I was really happy with what I saw our coaches drawing up and sending the guys out there to do. I love it when Kyle has the opportunity to not just run the ball and throw it out and see what he's got. If you look back at our yards per play for the first three games, 3.5 against Lehigh, 3.9 against Wofford, 3.2 against UNC, 8.5 against VMI. So if you just follow those four numbers, you can see that this offense really came alive on Saturday, and the final score showed that.
You know, one of the things that you just mentioned, something that I really like and Chris and I talked about certainly on the telecast, is the number of times Kyle Wickersham has to carry the ball. Now, it was 15 on Saturday. It didn't really even feel like 15 with all the carries that Jamal Brown and Andrew King were getting between the two of them. They got 21. And then Azeez Foster-Powell adds another 7. I think that's a pretty good balance where, for as big and strong as Kyle Wickersham is, you don't have to put him in harm's way on every play.
Exactly. And we've got three running backs behind him. Really, we saw all three of them contribute pretty heavily on Saturday. And Jamal Brown just, I don't want to say he came out of nowhere, because this is something we've just kind of been sitting back and waiting for him to do. But prior to this game, he had his career long for a game was 32 yards. And he comes through and picks up 153. And so, like I said earlier, night and day difference, really, what we've been seeing from this offense versus what we got on Saturday.
And then the other thing, and I remember Coach Huseman talking about this at the Behind the Web radio show over there at Bar West when we were talking about offense and Isaiah Dawson and the impact that he makes. And Russ said, this will tell you all you need to know. When we started our Monday meeting to prepare for this week, the first thing we talked about was different ways to get Isaiah Dawson the ball. And the Spiders did that.
Exactly. And Chris Anderson referred to him as instant offense before. I think I've heard you say that. And yeah, big play and that big play ability, and you get that out of him. Some of our biggest plays this season have come from him, the one-handed catch at UNC. And then this past weekend, he rips off a 27-yard rush and then has the 67-yard catch from Kyle downfield for the touchdown. So he's getting it done both in the run game and through the air.
All right, on the defensive side, the one thing that we pointed to, VMI. Had a lot of big plays. I think a dozen of them coming into the game, and it didn't take them very long to get to 13. I think the Spiders were a little bit shell-shocked and maybe a wake-up call on that 75-yard touchdown pass on their very first play from scrimmage after the Spiders had that great 10-play drive to score, and we were off and running with offensive plays. But after that, and one more touchdown for VMI and the long weather delay, boy, the defense was really locked down.
Yeah, shut out VMI in the second half of the game. Second half held them to 2 first downs. One of those coming off an offsides penalty from Richmond's defense. And so really just pressuring them all games, stopping their chances of scoring. I think the front 7 for our defense did a really great job of just getting on their quarterback, not giving him a ton of time to make plays. And then, getting their hands up in his face, and maybe he's able to get the pass off. But, you know, the Spiders doing a really good job right now defending passes. And one of those guys we're going to talk to here pretty soon, Lee Bruner, comes up with his first interception. I don't have the number in front of me, but, Peyton Seelman had 2 quarterback hurries. I'm pretty sure he had the hurry on Bruner's interception.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, again, I'm going to use the phrase that we used a lot last year in a very successful year, and it's starting to unfold this way again, and that is complementary football. Whether it's just the defense itself with the D-line pressuring so the secondary can get in position for a breakup or an interception, or it's the defense giving the offense good field position and taking it in for points, the special teams involved as well. I think we're starting to see a little bit more complementary football from this team.
Exactly, and I think it's taking a little bit, but that's kind of what we've seen the past couple of years. It takes a few games. Last year starting 0-2, year before that starting 0-2. It takes a couple games into the season to start clicking. But this is what we've seen years past from teams that have made the playoffs and been successful and had great years, was once the offense comes alive, once things start clicking, once they start playing that complementary football, and it's not just the defense bailing out the offense, you know, good things start to happen.
One other thing we should shout out before we get here to Lee, because it's Coach Huseman's favorite position group. Again, the Spiders tweaked that offensive line. They had some movement there. Not on the left side. Ronald Anderson and Scott Hummel have been solid there, but they moved Kate Capristo back into the starting lineup at center. Trey Gray went to his more natural right tackle position. And Jason Smith, the sophomore, the transfer from North Carolina, who got his first action against the Tar Heels a week ago, got his first start on Saturday, and the result, at least for one Saturday, were really good.
Yeah, and we keep talking about it, but this brings the total up to 15 first-time players, because Ryan Campbell also got his first career start at tight end on Saturday. And so shuffling that line, finding out what works, and when I saw the two tight ends go out there for the first play, I was like, okay, this is going to indicate a pretty run-heavy game. And we threw the ball more than we had all season, but that's exactly what we got. It was a great running game, and the offensive line is a lot to credit for that.
Last thought before Lee joins us, and we will certainly ask him about this, but look, it had been a long, tough start to this season for the Spiders. We knew it was going to be when you saw the schedule in three straight away games. Then you factor in the long delay at Wofford, the long ride home that doesn't get them back till 6 in the morning. They really needed a game like Saturday, and they knew how to handle the weather delay. Maybe not 3 hours and 20 minutes, which was really long, but this team's been through a lot in the first few weeks. They really needed a game and a result like what they got against VMI.
Exactly. Credit to the coaches for drawing up the plays the way they did. Credit to the coaches also for keeping the team involved in the game while the game wasn't happening, while the signs are blowing around the field because there's what looks like a hurricane passing through Robins Stadium and both teams get pulled off the field. Granted, now it seems like we've kind of become accustomed to that, but good on these guys for being able to come out of the halftime house after, like Jamal Brown said, he took a nap. So for him to come back out post-nap and have the game that he did, credit to him, credit to the coaches. And yeah, like you said, this team needed a win like that, needed a game like that. And I'm excited for Howard this Saturday to hopefully have no rain delays, have a home game, and give the fans here at Robins Stadium something to look forward to, because this place was bumping those first three drives of the game where both teams were going points for points.
Well, let's find out what Lee Bruner did during the delay, plus what he did on the field and his feeling about coming home and getting a resounding victory. Lee was in on four tackles, had the first career interception, returned to 29 yards. Really a great day. So, Lee, thank you for joining us. And how about that? How much did you and this team kind of need that type of game Saturday against VMI? You didn't need the rain delay, obviously, but kind of how you handled that and the feeling of getting such a good victory here at Robins Stadium.
Yeah, I feel like we were kind of just trying to stay positive. You know, we knew the rain was going to eventually give up. So, you know, maybe some people kind of start drawing on the board, playing hangman, even like drawing mazes, on the whiteboard. But, you know, we just tried to stay as locked in as we possibly could.
When you come out of a delay like that, how do you just bring yourself back to the same level of energy that you started with? Because when this stadium opened and was full and had fans in it for the opening kickoff, I mean, it was bumping.
Yeah, it was bumping.
Both teams go back and forth. How do you bring yourself back out of that and have the energy to continue out and go play the way you did?
Yeah, I feel like at the end of the day, you usually got to come ready. You know, it's a game. You know, we got to just stay cool, calm, and collected, as Coach Wood would say. You know, never get too high, never get too low. You know, it's still the same. It's just football. So, you know, we're here for a reason. You know, we got to take care of business.
Well, let's not bury the headline any longer here. Tell us about the first career interception. This is a VMI team that throws the ball a lot, has a lot of big plays. What were you seeing on your first career interception?
You know, it was just like we practiced. You know, I trusted Coach Ant to put me in the right position, really. So, you know, I dropped back, saw the quarterback. He threw me down. I just made a play on the ball, really.
Third and 10, four-man rush by Richmond. Shannon steps up in the pocket, zips it over the middle, and this one is picked off. Lee Bruner's got it, running back to the 40, turning the corner at the 30. To the 25-yard line goes Lee Bruner with his first Spider interception.
What's that feeling like for you? Obviously, that was number one of what we hope will be many INTs.
Yeah, it was electric for sure. Like, you know, seeing the ball, I had to look it in. You know, saw the ball in my hands, and I just felt like a little adrenaline rush, and I was like, oh, I got to go. So next time I'll definitely try to take it to the end zone for sure, run up the sideline, and, yeah, get the job done.
I was looking through pictures after the game, and I found some of your pick celebrating on the sidelines, and maybe a bigger smile than what you had on your face belonged to Jordan Allen.
He's grabbing you.
So just talk about his leadership and what it's like playing in safety position right next to him.
Yeah, Jordan is definitely an older guy in the room for sure. He has a lot of wisdom. You know, he's seen a lot of things. You know, he's been there. He's kind of like a shoulder to lean on, really. If I had a question, you know, if I don't understand something, I'm going to Jordan. He's always in the film room. He's just a film room junkie. You know, he just knows his book, so he's a guy to go to.
How much are all of you younger guys starting to come together in that secondary? Jordan Allen aside, the rest of you, mm-hmm. for the most part, pretty inexperienced, and it's gaining with each week.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we are a young group. You know, I wouldn't say we aren't ready. It's just we're more like unproven. A lot of us, like the first game of the season was a lot of our first starts, you know, so I feel like we've definitely come a long way and we're kind of starting to just become more comfortable as we continue the season.
The Spiders are ninth in passing yards allowed right now, and I think, if I have it right down here correctly, with the youthfulness and experience of our backfield, how do you what do you attribute that to? Is it the athleticism of the group?
Yeah, I feel like Coach Wood, you know, he has a great game plan. We're really just executing at a high level right now. I would say, you know, we definitely have some good guys. We have Devin Geronimi from South Carolina. We have C.J. Frazier at the other at the field corner. You know, me, myself, and Jordan. You know, we're just a group of locked in guys, and we're always focused on executing the play. Whenever we get the call in from Coach Wood, and just doing our jobs.
Lee Bruner, our guest on our Spider Insight podcast this week. I want to go back on a couple of levels to the North Carolina game 2 weeks ago. As a young group, how much does a game like that help you to play a team, ACC, FBS level, you know, big stadium, all of that, and, you know, handle yourself pretty darn well, actually?
Yeah, I feel like we definitely handled ourselves pretty well. You know, it's a different speed, I would feel like, for just a lot of us. You know, we just had a lot of opportunities that game. It didn't go our way, but I feel like we were definitely in the game. You know, just a couple more plays here and there, and, you know, it might be a different ball game with those guys.
Really. So there was one play in particular, and Coach Huseman talked about this in very positive terms, though, about you, Lee, where you almost had that first career pick against North Carolina. Coach shouted you out on his weekly radio show about it, in fact.
You know, just an example, and Lee Bruner, I love Lee. Lee's an excellent player and just is going to be so good, and he is good right now. But, you know, he makes a really nice play and drops the interception. Yeah.
Lopez, play action, fake throws just as he's hit towards the end zone and almost intercepted. Lee Bruner came flying across, had it in his hands, and then couldn't hang on.
That is the speed we talked about. We have talked about that all summer long. He can fly. He comes all the way over from the other side of the field. Oh, man, that's the one that you've heard Coach Huseman talk about. He gets behind Jordan Allen. Lee Bruner has his back. He got to. Man, that's one you want to secure, see if you can bring that in.
You know, a beautiful play. I mean, beautiful. Did what he was coached, and you know, they score on that drive. You know, he picks that thing off at the four-yard line. You never know what happened.
What do you remember about that play, and what did you learn from it?
I read the play perfectly. You know, I kind of just let one slip away. I just got to look the ball in next time. You know, this time I made sure I looked the ball in. You know, just being aggressive on the ball at the highest point of play. But I felt really good about it. You know, I read it all the way through. I just got to come up with it and just don't dwell on it because, you know, more opportunities are going to come. So I just kind of had that support from my team. And, like, my coach is saying, all right, be good. You're good. Another one's going to come, you know, this game. And I had another one, so all is good.
And it came in the VMI game, you held on to it. That's a perfect progression for you, Christian.
And just speaking of opportunities, and, you know, you're saying don't dwell on it, the next one's going to come. Like, your first game against Lehigh, you had six solo tackles.
Yes,
so
sir.
You were clearly going out there and making opportunities for yourself. So, you know, I think we all know this is far from the most we'll see from Lee Bruner IV.
Thank you.
What's the most fun in that defensive secondary? Is it what you just talked about, the pick and maybe getting a pick six, or are there other things that you feel really good about that you're doing back there?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, just I feel like the communication one is really key because, you know, all the calls are coming through me. I have to communicate to the corner, to the mic, to the Will, you know, to the other strong safety. You know, I feel like that's kind of where I get the fun the most, just talking to my teammates, seeing where their head's at during the game, make sure we're on the same page. And also, I feel like you make that tackle. Like, anytime you make a tackle, it's a good feeling. Like, you make a tackle, you're like, ooh, I just did that. Like, that's me right there, you know, especially on a solo.
So coming back again, three straight road games to start the season. Now we have two in the row at home, family weekend. You have a couple family ties, actually, to Howard, our opponent for this weekend's game. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. My father and my mother are both HU alum, the real HU Howard. So, you know, this is a big game for my family especially. So, you know, surely we'll come out with the win. But, you know, Howard's a good team, so we still got to stay focused at the end of the day.
You know all about that real HU rivalry, right?
Yes,
they just came off of that last week against Hampton.
Yes, sir.
That must have, you must have been watching that one a little bit. You knew a little bit about that rivalry, didn't you?
Yes, sir. For sure, for sure. You know, that's a rivalry I definitely grew up watching a lot. I've been to a couple Howard Hampton games, you know, when I was younger. So HBCU atmosphere is always live. So,
We are recording our podcast on Tuesday, so you guys have just started your prep for Howard, but they've got a quarterback who looks like he'll both throw and run, Lee. I had 15 passing attempts last week, but ran the ball 10 times as well. What's the challenge there when you go up against an offense and a quarterback who's multidimensional?
Yeah, you know, first thing, you know, we just have to stay disciplined in our techniques, you know, trust ourselves, trust what we're seeing. Because this is a new opponent, they do a lot of different things than we've seen, especially with a mobile quarterback like number one. You know, he's a good player. They have good receivers, a good O-line. They block really well. So make sure we're just tackling with confidence and then just trusting what we're seeing.
All right. We will look for all of that and hopefully another Spider W, and we just play the game straight through this week with no delays. And you're going to confirm that mom and dad, even though they are Howard grads, are going to be rooting for Lee Bruner and the Spiders,
right? Yes, sir. Of course. You know, family first. Family first always.
All right. Lee, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate.
Bob, a couple extra family connections here going into family weekend. I really like it. You know, Lee being a D.C. guy, he's from not far from Howard's campus, and both parents going there. I mean, that's pretty cool. His father played there, it sounds like. So, you know, you hear the respect in his voice, too, and he says the real HU is Howard, you know, so his parents obviously have taught him well.
Yeah, there are not a lot of people who probably know that will be in Robin Stadium on Saturday, but he certainly does. And, you know, let's hope from a family standpoint that, you know, blood is thicker than the degree, and I'm sure they're going to be rooting for Lee on Saturday. But it'd be fun for them.
Yeah, I mean, Lee's such a respectful kid, too. You can hear it in his voice and just in his commentary up here. But also, I hope he flips the switch and doesn't show him too much grace come Saturday.
Yeah, and I do think what we touched on at the end there is a little bit of the challenge this week is it does appear like they've got a quarterback who is multidimensional, and, you know, you got to mind your scouting report here and know when he's going to run and know when he's going to pass. Because they've put some points on the board, at least in their last game, they did. So team that could be dangerous. Who knows with a quarterback like that?
Definitely, and they're coming. It's interesting looking at their schedule. Yeah. You know, in four games so far this season, they've played in three NFL stadiums and a professional soccer stadium. So Robin Stadium will be the first non-pro venue they're playing in this year, which is interesting.
What a great opportunity for those guys, though, to play at Hard Rock down in Florida, Lincoln Financial Field in Philly, and MetLife up in New York. That's pretty cool.
Yep. And then even Audi Field, too, where the D.C. Defenders play. So really it is a football venue, too, I guess. But, you know, a good opportunity for those guys. And I think the media that surrounds HBCU schools does a really good job in just getting the word out about, you know, how good the football is at these schools.
Mm-hmm. And they've been successful. They had a couple of MEAC championships, not last year, but they haven't in recent times. So they'll be ready to go on Saturday. And I think the Spiders need to approach this one, Christian, kind of like they did last week, but it is another chance to win at home, protect Robin Stadium, and it's also the last one until the William & Mary game, as odd as that sounds to say, of all conference games coming. Like, this is the end of non-conference until that last one for 1 year, and then we jump back into Patriot League play next week. So I think you want to be going into those games feeling pretty good about yourselves, and Saturday can take care of that.
Exactly. You come out of Saturday with a big win the way you did this past week against VMI, and you'll be riding high. And, you know, given what we were able to do on offense this last week, I think if you, you know, replicate that again on Saturday against Howard, you take that into conference, good things can come. We've seen this the last couple of years out of this team where they start stringing together win streaks and big wins, and it gets them to that, you know, that 8-9 win threshold that you need to then go and make the playoffs.
So this is probably a question better suited for Russ Huseman, and I'm sure we are asking him and will ask him during the week and at the coaches show on Thursday, depending on when you're listening to this. But what do you think is the next step in this Spider progression? Like, we talked so much this week about got to make big plays, got to, and that did happen. You know, so what do you think is the next step in the progression before we get back to Patriot League games.
So the last two Patriot League teams that we've played have been Lehigh both times, and we've lost both times. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to go out being the new member of this conference and go prove yourself against conference opponents.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, and I think no better way to do that than with another win this week. So Saturday, Robbins Stadium, 2 o'clock. Again, all of our home games are 2 o'clock, so it's easy to put them on your calendar for sure. Game is on ESPN Plus only with our live video streaming and 106.1 ESPN on the radio. Family weekend. We hope all of the students come out with mom and dad and brothers and sisters. And you mentioned it earlier. We had what could have been a really electric crowd for the entire game last Saturday. Obviously got dampened by the weather. Hey, we should be able to do that again this Saturday if we can bring all the families with the students and make it a true Spider Advantage home game.
100%. Check your emails, check social media. We're going to be offering some discounted tickets, I know, for the fans that waited out the storm and didn't get the full Robbins Stadium experience that we're really trying to give fans. So, you know, check those places, come back to the games. This is an awesome, not only what's going on in the field, but just what's happening around the stadium. A lot of efforts being put towards these things to make it a great Saturday experience for the whole family.
Sounds great. See you Saturday, Christian. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob.
He's Christian Gravis, Spider Director of Football Public Relations. Also, thanks to our special player guest, Lee Bruner. I'm Bob Black. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of the Spider Insight Podcast. Coming back next week with a recap of the Howard game and a look ahead to more Patriot League football when the Spiders travel to Bucknell. Until we greet you then, so long for the Spider Insight Podcast.